Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, bringing you the biggest news in the world years after it was first reported on the Bugle podcast. I am Andy Zaltzman. In June 2013, the G8 were getting together for their annual jolly. Ireland was playing host to this diplomatic dance. Here I am with John Oliver in issue 239 of the Bugle, entitled Goodness Gracious G8 Balls of Tennis.
Listening. Top story this week, G8 Summit! It was the G8 Summit in Ireland this last week, Andy, and it played out like any of the regular earth-shatteringly important G8 summits in the past. 8 leaders enter, Andy. 8 leaders leave, having achieved very little in the process. These summits always seem to be a sequence of photo ops of people shaking hands, then a series of discussions about having discussions, and then a sequence of photo ops of standing in a group together. At the end of which, it's always claimed that relationships have improved, with the only evidence being that no one was wearing ties. And that's basically it. That's basically how every G8 summit goes. Protesters in Ireland showed up in big paper mache heads of the leaders, which seems very much to be the standard protest move now, Andy. You make a huge head version of someone, and then you walk around waving like a satirical side bottom. There was one Irish woman who was captured on TV who was interviewed sitting at the side of the road in a garden chair, who I think had the best complaint. As the motorcades went past, she looked at the camera and said, "This is all costing so much money. Why can't they do what we all do and just stay home and Skype?" I mean, she raises, you know, an interesting point, and not a good point, but an interesting point. And, you know, in many ways, those are the best points.
Well, I mean, I don't see why they couldn't God, I couldn't do that. I mean, I could get everyone. I mean, they could just open it up to the whole world then, couldn't they? Instead of just being eight. Could be like all 7 billion people in the world on Skype.
On Skype, shouting at each other. Yeah.
That's just, you know, broadening it out a bit, isn't it?
No, either that would solve all the world's problems, or it would make everyone aware of how difficult diplomacy is and teach them not to expect so much. That's that seems to be a win-win, or a lose-lose. Yeah. Again, it doesn't matter.
Well, one man's loss is another man's win, John. So, you know, you say lose-lose, I say win-win.
Perhaps the most chilling move was that they apparently put fake paintings of bustling storefronts over all the closed-down stores on the motorcade route. And that is a pretty draconian move for Ireland, Andy. I do hope they let the Irish people keep the fake shop front so that they too could live under the warming illusion that Ireland's economy is not completely f***ed.
That sounds like the kind of thing that the North Koreans would do. Lampooned for.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Did you see it at all?
I did, yes. There's all one picture in there.
It was really chilling seeing kind of people walking past it going, there's no way they're doing something that, I guess they're treating us with complete contempt.
That's what international politics is all about though, John, giving the illusion that things are not nearly as shit as they actually are.
I guess that's true. I guess they were just doing to those storefronts what they're trying to do to the world. Security was stepped up, understandably, with the US Secret Service apparently trying to blend in by using tractors and posing as farmers. Now, locals apparently said that it wouldn't be hard to recognise them as the US Secret Service because, and I quote, their tractors were new and shiny. Oh, really? That would have been the giveaway. Just that, not, will you take a look at Farmer Leary over there? Sure, he's got a wire coming out of his ear and a pair of fancy sunglasses on. And will you look at how jacked he is and that huge gun he's got? Good for old Farmer Leary making significant life changes later on in his years. Hold on. I think his tractor has an unusual shine to it. We're being fucking tricked!
Yeah, it's lucky no one spotted the sheepacopters. that's some pretty big issues to deal with. Syria, obviously, that is the vomit that keeps chundering over the world's menus.
That's true.
They're trying to reach some resolution. Asking nicely simply hasn't worked. And they've kind of finally said this is really the last straw now. Oh, no, hang on. The Russians have just turned up with a new bale of straw. You're still good to go, I said. You're still good to go. And again, you just end up feeling really sorry for the people of Syria with ongoing atrocities by both government forces and rogue extremist factions of the rebels. I guess the people of Syria left feeling very much like a mermaid trying to referee an MMA fight between a man-eating lion and a very hungry shark. So,
I'm sure that's exactly how they feel, Andy. I think you just might have successfully put yourselves in their shoes, their blood-soaked shoes. There was actually controversy before the summit even started, after The Guardian revealed that the UK had spied on world leaders during the G20 summit in 2009. And I think David Cameron's early attempt to settle the leaders down was to say, yeah, it's okay, everyone, we weren't prying back in 2009. We're just perverts. We weren't trying to get any state secrets. We just wanted to see what Nicolas Sarkozy looked like when he was in the shower. And with that in mind, Andy, let's all just accept that there was no way that there was ever an international summit anywhere in Italy without Berlusconi having peephole cameras in everyone's room. That's just a fact. In fact, President Clinton even admitted that he had spied on leaders back in 1994 in Miami when this news came out. And the technology back then was basically nailing CIA agents into the ceiling of hotel rooms and having them lower down a microphone whenever anyone was talking. All of this threatened to derail the talks before they'd even begun. No one was happy over these revelations. And when you have the Russians telling you off about spying, you are over the line. Especially when the current leader of Russia used to work for the KGB. I think maybe he's just old school, Andy. That's the problem. He's just offended by the technology. Why would you listen to somebody when you could just beat the secrets out of them instead? What is happening to the world?
So when it came to Syria, the G8 very much stepped up to the plate and had that plate filled with some unnecessarily expensive food, then sat down for a romantic dinner with itself, at which it resolved definitively to meet again sometime soonish in order to resolve the crisis through some form of resolution, the exact form of which is still to be resolved. So progress, that's progress, John.
I think that's the official statement, Andy. I think you might have just read out the official statement there.
Well, so far the international strategy on Syria has been, fingers crossed, here goes nothing. And nothing has indeed gone and does not seem to have worked, which was possibly influenced by the Iraq strategy, when the Bushiak-Blairian strategy was, fingers crossed, here goes something. So I guess it's that balance between something and nothing that's the tricky one to strike.
It's true. It was the big topic of discussion, Syria, with the leaders trying to build a consensus, which is very difficult when you've got Vladimir Putin in the room. Apparently, at one point, he brought up the video of a rebel killing an Assad soldier and eating his internal organs. And I hope he saved that comment, Andy, for just when the G8 leaders had sat down to dinner and the starters had been served, so you could hear plates getting pushed across the table and muttering of, yeah, I'm not actually hungry, thank you. Thanks a lot for that, Vlad. We'll just take the check, please.
Cameron tweeted that he'd had an encouraging working dinner on Syria last night.
Oh, well, if he tweeted it, Andy, yeah, it must have been true.
So, but given that what we discussed recently about how Churchill and Stalin lubricated their yes, working dinners to get the wheels of their diplomatic disco dancing going, I trust Cameron just plonked a crate of Thunderbird on the table, downed two bottles himself to set an example, and just started bonding. And that the evening ended with the Japanese Prime Minister standing on the table with a karaoke machine belting out, I am the one and only. He also tweeted a picture of the rather tasty-looking menu for the dinner. Now,
oh, yeah.
Cameron is frequently criticised for being out of touch with the public, largely because he is clearly out of touch with the public. And this seemed to really rile people, because, I mean, it wasn't a kind of classic G8 17-course extravaganza like they've had in the past, particularly when discussing the world food crisis. But this current menu did include violet artichokes, which coincidentally was the name of one of the strippers George Osborne hired for the Bullingdon Club back in their Oxford days. But it made me think, why in heaven's name did Cameron tweet this picture? Because, you know, of course, everyone assumes that when the G8 hook up for their annual vaguely targeted chin wagon pyjama party, they probably eat reasonably well. No one would have expected Cameron to tweet, yeah, a picture of Angela Merkel ordering extra chilli sauce with her large doner at Hakan's kebab van. even then, people would still complain, saying, oh, they probably got their chips on expenses. But Cameron is a politician who's permanently concerned about how he presents himself to his unadoring public. And I guess in that respect, he's like, for example, all other politicians. But it does raise the possibility that the reason he tweeted this menu to show that he was having kilkeel, crab, prawn and avocado salad, followed by fillet and shin of ketile beef with violet artichokes, was that he actually considered this meal a bit plebeian by his usual standards.
It's true.
And wanted to show that he's just like ordinary people. He will eat other beef than Wagyu beef, albeit reluctantly. If you cut him, does he not bleed? Yes, I mean, the blood's a bit bluer than some, but that could be a dietary issue. But and well done to him for not including the hashtag with the tweet, hashtag can't believe I'm eating this slop. So, man of the people, John.
Look, I'm eating your peasant food.
That was another top story. Thank you very much for listening. Now do pop over to the Mothership to listen to the latest issue of the Bugle podcast. Very much like what you've just listened to, but from now or very recently.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.